So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hashechet v'amal v'chutz, chayv al hashchita v'chayv al halah. If a person shechted a korban outside the azara, and they also burned the imurin, the parts that must be burned on the mizbeach, outside the azara, b'shegig, unintentionally, he's obligated to bring two korban schatas, one for shechita and one for halah, because these are two separate isurim. There is a lav of shechita b'chutz, not to shecht the korban outside the azara, and there is a lav of halah b'chutz, not to burn part of a korban outside the azara. Now, for a person to be liable to a punishment for a given avera, we must find in the Torah an hazhara, a warning stating, do not do the following, and an einish, a statement spelling out the punishment, such as, one who does this particular avera is liable to the following punishment. And the Gemara elaborates and asks, for halah b'chutz, we find both an einish and an hazhara. The source for einish, that one who transgressed b'mezi gets karas, is in the pasuk in Parshas Achrei, which states, asher yalo eila zavach, vel pesach el moed lebiyenu, v'nirchas ha'ishah hu me'amav. And the source for the azara of halah b'chutz, that one shall not burn part of a korban outside the azara, is in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which states, Yisham elucho pentalo ilasecha b'chal mokam ashetira. And, kol mokam shunem yisham pen ba'al, en elo leisaseh. However, for shechita b'chutz, we apparently find only an einish, but not an azara. The source for the einish of shechita b'chutz is in the pasuk in Parshas Acher, which states, Ashi yishachid m'chutz l'machna, v'al pesach el moed lehevi'u b'nirchas ahishahu mikarev ha'moy. And the Gemara enters into a lengthy discussion to find the source for the azhara of shechita b'chutz. The Gemara initially seeks to say that the azhara of shechita b'chutz is in the pasuk in Parshas Achrei, but liyizbuchu oides evchem lasi'irim, because this pasuk follows the psukim of shechita b'chutz. However, the Gemara rejects this pasuk as a source for the azhara of shechita b'chutz, because this pasuk of liyizbuchu oid is needed to teach two other lavim. And Rashi explains that since the word yizbuchu is superfluous, the pasuk is expounded twice as follows: v'lo yizbuchu es zivchem lasi'irim, v'lo oid es zivchem lasi'irim. V'lo oid es zivchem lasi'irim teaches zivich behemel l'markoilus chayev. One who slaughters an animal to markoilus, an idol usually worshipped by throwing stones at it, is liable to karas v'chatas. And the Gemara explains that the asar for not worshipping an avodah zarah kedarka in its usual manner is derived from the pasuk eichi yavdo goyim es aleihem be'esek ken gamani. Therefore, we apply the pasuk of la yizbuchu oid to shaloi kedarka, shechting for an idol for which zivich is not in its usual manner of worship. V'lo yizbuchu es zivchem la'si'irim teaches an additional halacha regarding shechita b'chutz as follows. The first pesukim in Parshas Achrei referred to kachim shekdeishin b'shas isra abamis ve'kriv b'shas isra abamis, a carbon in which both the hektish and the shechita b'lo b'chutz was during the times in which bamis, carbonis on the private altar, were forbidden, and if one did so, there is an einish of karis or a karban chatas. But the next pesukim in Parshas Achrei referred to kachim shekdeishin b'shas heter abamis ve'kriv b'shas isra abamis, a carbon whose hektish was during the times in which bamas were permitted, but the halah b'chutz was during the times in which bamas were forbidden. As Pasuk Hei begins with, L'man asher yiviyu b'nei Yisrael zivcheim asher himzayivchim apanei asadeh ve'vim la'ashem. The words asher himzayivchim imply, zivachim asher tartil l'chol kvar apanei asadeh. The karbanas that were previously permitted b'chutz are now forbidden b'chutz. And there's a mitzvah saseh that these karbanas must be brought b'fnim, as the Pasuk states, ve'vim la'ashem. And there's a loisa say that they may not be brought b'chutz, as the pasuk states, v'liyiz b'chuayid. However, there is no einish karas or chatas for these karbanas b'chutz, because the pasuk states, chukas oilem tiyah zayis lehem lo day reisam. Zayis lehem v'lo yacharis lehem. For these karbanas whose hektish was during heter b'mas, there is only an asev loisa say, but no karas. And since there's no karas, there's no chatas either. Therefore, this pasuk cannot serve as a source for the azhara of shechita b'chutz. Abaye says that the source for the azhara of shechita b'chutz is a kal v'chomer as follows. If for a korban whose hektish was during heter b'mas, for which there is no karas, there is an azhara for shechita b'chutz through the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu oid, then for a korban whose hektish was during iser b'mas, for which there is karas, there is certainly an azhara for shechita b'chutz. The Gemara, however, rejects this source, because although there is a machlekes regarding einish min adin, whether we can derive an einish through a kal v'chomer, all agree that ein masir min adin, we cannot derive an azhara through a kal v'chomer. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that there are two possible sources for the azhara of shechita b'chutz. Gzeira shava. Yechinen says the source is through a gzeira shava of the word hava. The pasuk of shechita b'chutz states, v'al pesach el moed lo hevi'oi, and the pasuk of halah b'chutz states, v'al pesach el moed lo yivienu. Malahalan lo yonish elim kein hizr, afkan lo yonish elim kein hizr. Just like for halah, there is both an oinish and azhara, so to for shechita, there is both an oinish and azhara. And as Rashi explains regarding Gzer Shava, there is no issue of Ein Masir Min Adin, because Gzer Shava Hoy L'mufna Hi L'kach Harei Kemish Mefurish Ba. Since the words are superfluous for the Gzer Shava, it is considered as if the Asar was explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk. Hekish. Rava says the source is through a Hekish of Rebbeinu, as the Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh states, Ki Im Ba Mokum Eish Yivchar Hashem Ba'achat Shavatecha, Sham taloi lesecha v'sham tasek kol asher anoichim etzabeka. There's a hekesh comparison from Allah to all other avodas b'chutz, which includes shechita, that teaches malahan loy anashom kein hizur, afkan loy anashom kein hizur. Just like for Allah, there is both an einish and azar, so to b'shechita there is both an einish and azar.